right, good to have you here with us as we continue today. Thank you for taking the time to spend it here with me as we go through the biggest headlines of the day. Breaking news out of the UK, by the way. The headline, quite simple. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign. Boris Johnson agreed to resign. It's going to happen. Some could happen sometime right here during the program. If I catch it, I'm going to share it with you live right here in real time. Could happen at any moment. They're gathered at 10 Downing Street are the, well, are the vultures, the media. They've been circling Boris Johnson for a while now. I mean, they took a no confidence vote here recently, which he survived, but it just seems to get worse. Johnson expected to announce his resignation by afternoon London time. Several people, including his latest two cabinet appointments, called on him to step down amid ethics scandals and dozens of ministers in his government resigning all this week. The Treasury chief, Nahim Zahawi, one of Johnson's closest allies, told him to resign Thursday for the good of the country, just 2 days after he was appointed to the position by the prime minister. 2 days into the job, he says, "Sir, you need to step down." "Prime Minister, this is not sustainable, and it will only get worse for you, for the Conservative Party, and most importantly of all, the country," Zahawi said in a letter to Johnson. "You must do the right thing and go now." A lot of questions about Johnson's handling of several different things. A group of Johnson's most trusted cabinet ministers visited him at his office on Downing Street yesterday, telling him to stand down after losing the trust of his party. But Johnson instead opted to fight for his political career and fired one of the cabinet officials, Michael Gove, according to the British media reports, but it will not last. Five cabinet ministers have quit this week. More than 50 officials have left since the latest scandal broke. Johnson accused of lying about not knowing about groping allegations against a man who he appointed as a senior government minister. "We are past the point of no return. I cannot sacrifice my personal integrity to defend things as they now stand." That came from Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis in his resignation letter, and there's a lot more like it. So Boris Johnson out later today as prime minister. No word on who will replace him at this point, at least not here. We'll keep an eye on it. Now, back to speaking of unpopular here at home, Joe Biden's approval rating, like I said, in Ohio is just 26% right now. So when he wanders around gaslighting the crowd, nobody buys it. In fact, it's so bad that Tim Ryan, Congressman Tim Ryan, the Democrats' nominee for the U.S. Senate seat that's being vacated, didn't even show up to see Joe Biden. Nobody wants to be seen with the guy. It is remarkable that a sitting president in his first midterm election cycle, first election cycle at all, nobody wants him around. Yes, sir. Yeah, I've got to wash my hair. It's bite number 15. Bite 15. Go.
"You all remember what the economy was like when I was elected, a country in a pandemic with no real plans how to get out of it. Millions of people out of their jobs. Families and cars, remember, backed up for literally miles, waiting for a box of food to be put in their trunk. Just a box of food to be put in their trunk because they didn't have enough to eat."
Yeah, well, that's coming back thanks to Joe Biden, but it's not going to be because of the pandemic and bad policies around the states, but bad policies from Joe Biden in general. Yeah, that's coming because we're going to have food shortages. Experts all over the world are predicting food shortages. Why? Bad policies from Joe Biden, which is why his average is somewhere between 18 and 20 points underwater, according to Real Clear Politics. He was as much as 19 and a half points underwater. His approval rating last week dipped to below 38% on the average. And like I said, new polling from Monmouth puts it at 36%. Others have him even lower. Trafalgar has him at 35%. And Democrats at the far left talking heads on Chicken Noodle News and their voters are growing increasingly edgy and angry about senile Joe Biden's lethargic approach to everything. They're really angry that he hasn't come out strongly in response to the Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade. They are angry, very angry about all of this and unsettled. And when you lose CNN, you've pretty well lost everything. I want you to see bite number 8. Bite 8. Go.
"A lot of frustration that they want more action out of President Biden. They feel like days, weeks go by, there's not enough going on to say that they're taking decisive moves to combat inflation. Obviously, it's a big problem that is very complicated, but still they'd like to see some activity around it, and they'd like to see that on other things. They'd like to see more decision-making go on. They'd like to see some accountability when it comes to even firing people over the baby formula situation or other things before that, that have continued to crop up in this administration, in this White House, and they feel like this is feeding a problem that the president has and that Democrats have going into the midterms in November, that there is not enough decisive action going on, that people don't feel like they're responsive enough to all of the problems that are there. And it's also feeding some doubts about where President Biden would be for re-election in 2024.
He won't even be awake for re-election in 2024. Election time? Can I go nap in the basement? Yeah, Joey. Go nap in the basement. It's election time. You know how much you love the chance to sleep in the basement, not talk to reporters, not do press conferences. It was the last time he did a press conference, by the way. What would you ask him at this point? What are you doing about American energy? Why is the southern border wide open? Why are you trying so hard to get us into a war with Russia? What exactly would you ask? By the way, coming up in the next hour, we're going to take your phone calls. Because I asked the question yesterday, I'm going to get your input directly here today in the next hour. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? The hotline number, I'll give it to you here in advance, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. That's the hotline number. And the next hour, I'm going to take your calls for a good period of time, because I want to take the pulse of people all over the country. What are you feeling? What's your biggest concern when it comes to the economy or anything else for that matter? 877-310-9966. We'll take those calls next hour here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.